You're listening to SBS News.
A crash site stretching a kilometre in southern New South Wales has been closed off as a devastating bushfire season takes another tragic turn. Three Americans, specialist aerial firefighters assisting with the state's blazes, were killed in the line of duty. Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons describes the tragedy as a body blow for the firefighting community.
It's a confronting and sobering reminder of the enormity of the risk and challenge associated with this fire season and all the firefighting effort that goes along with that.
The three are being remembered as heroes. Captain Ian Macbeth was a respected pilot from Great Falls, Montana, and father of three. First Officer Paul Hudson from Buckeye, Arizona, served a decorated 20 years in the U.S. Marine Corps. And Flight Engineer Rick DeMorgan Jr. from Nevers, Florida, his passions are said to have been flying, and his sons Lucas and Logan. Their C-130 water bomber named Zeus took off from Richmond Air Base just after midday on Thursday for a two-hour mission to fight a bushfire in the New South Wales Snowy Monaro region northeast of Cooma. But it disappeared from the radar an hour later, crashing in peak view at a speed of almost 300 kilometres an hour. Chilling audio recorded the moment RFS crews arrived on scene.
Fire comms,
it's just a ball of flames, over.
Their American and Canadian colleagues paid their respects by observing a minute's silence. U.S. firefighter Chuck Russell said the mood was somber.
Obviously, we've got a tight-knit community within the fire world, and it doesn't matter if you're a contractor, a Canadian, a New Zealander, an Australian. It hits hard when we lose one of our own.
The C-130 arrived in Australia in August on lease from Canadian-American contractors Coulson. The company has now grounded all its large air tankers as investigations proceed. Aviation expert Dr. Sonia Brown from the University of New South Wales says the first priority for investigators will be to retrieve the flight recorders.
They'll be trying to work out, is it something like a structural failure from an old aircraft flying in really dangerous conditions, through to, is it something like a multiple engine failure if you've got a large amount of smoke and large particles going through the engine, or is it the dangerous terrain flying low for fire retardant and therefore pilots clipping the terrain?
And as flags flew at half-mast in the nation's capital, the RFS confirmed all firefighters and civilians killed in the New South Wales fire season will be farewelled in a state memorial. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.